Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orel Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Orel Hildebrand. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Cronin. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Billy Werber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Johnny Markham. And now, play ball. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker bunts towards third. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Galatzer moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale bunts in front of the plate. Berg fields it and throws to first for the out. Galatzer moves to third. Knickerbocker moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Galatzer scores. Knickerbocker scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Melillo moves to second. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Melillo moves to third. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melillo scores. Kramer moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Fox moves to second. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Galatzer. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. McNair goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber takes first base on ball four. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a line drive into center field. Averill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Cronin scores. Werber goes all the way around to score. Berg moves to second. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Thornton Lee now pitching. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Hughes moves to second. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Galatzer hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hughes moves to third. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hughes scores. Lee moves to second. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Jim Henry now pitching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-0 in the game. Hale strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook strikes out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a line drive into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 0-for-1 in the game. Vozmik hits a line drive towards short. McNair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. the Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cronin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cronin moves to third. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cronin scores. Werber moves to third. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Jim Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Henry moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker misplays the ball. That's an error on Knickerbocker. Werber scores. Henry moves to third. Melillo moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. Cook hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henry scores. Melillo scores. Kramer moves to third. Cook moves to second. It's 10-3, Red Sox. Denny Gailhouse now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kramer scores. Cook moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 11-3, Red Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hughes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Becker now catching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Werber is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Kroner now playing third base. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0-for-1 in the game. Henry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kramer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-4, Red Sox. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hughes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gailhouse takes first base on ball 4. Vosmick moves to second. Jack Wilson now pitching. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kroner fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fox strikes out. Becker drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Fox out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a line drive towards third. Hale reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-4, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Werber is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knickerbocker moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kroner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Knickerbocker scores. Two outs. It's 12-5, Red Sox. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Becker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Berg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson bunts towards the mound. Gale House fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hughes scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Vozmik hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hughes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook, who is chasing the ball. Hughes reaches third base with a triple. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gailhouse strikes out. Two outs. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Berg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale House fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox strikes out. 2 outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Cook goes all the way around to score. McNair moves to second. It's 13-5, Red Sox. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kroner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Kroner reaches third base with a triple. McNair scores. It's 14-5, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Berg hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Knickerbocker is called out on strikes. 1 out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Hale reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Werber. Averill reaches second base with a double. Hale scores. It's 14-6, Red Sox. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. Averill moves to third. 2 outs. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Becker hits a fly ball into left field. Werber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 14, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.